Talking today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Well, I tell you what, it has been a crazy week for weather, and I've seen really low numbers, and I'm assuming that you guys kind of saw the same this week, Bob?
Yeah, at Oklahoma City, Casey, we only had 2,500. Probably half of that was weather-related. The other half, we were going to be without weather. I think we'd have probably had 7,000, but we lost a lot of that due to weather. I think El Reno, I don't know what they had, but they had a sale Monday. They didn't have a sale Tuesday, and they cleaned up on Wednesday. And then all the little auctions didn't have a sale. We didn't have a sale at Apache because of the ice. I know several sales in Texas shut down. And Texas, I didn't realize they got it worse than we did. I mean, we had limited numbers, basically weather-related, yes.
And talk a little bit about how that impacts the feed yards, because I tell you what, you can't move people on ice. You don't want those cattle in ice and snow and all those terrible conditions, right?
Right. And pretty much the packer, I mean, the feed yards, they didn't want anything. They're in maintenance mode. They're trying to keep their pens, you know, get their pens cleaned out, trying to maintain what cattle they got, and then getting the cattle up there. I mean, the safety issue of the trucker and the cattle and all that, and your hands are all tied up just trying to maintain and take care of what they got there. And, you know, cattle go into maintenance mode when it gets that cold. They're not gaining any weight. Everything they eat is strictly to produce energy to stay warm. So nothing's doing good, so why do you want anything at that time?
Well, this week, of course, we saw the cattle inventory report. Just over 1.06 million cows have been lost from cow herd numbers. And, you know, a lot of that is Oklahoma. They're accounting for 140,000, they said, followed by Texas. And Bob, you've been telling us that this is kind of what you've been seeing.
Yes. Well, you go, I think, all the way from, well, the Dakotas. Just go down through central U.S. The Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. And I think it was over a million head right at it that we've lost. So, I mean, most of the cattle are lost there. And it's going to affect the numbers. Casey, we've got a lot of the premium already built in the market because those cattle that are going to be short are going to be your August, September, October cattle, because we're not going to have that spring calf crop. And you're not going to have that those fall calves because a lot of those cows went to market. I'm not saying we don't have more up in the market, but I think a lot of the people that trade our futures market are people that's not in the business, but they know we're killing cows. They know we're going to have less cattle. So they bought the market early, and we've got a lot of premium built in it. Now, we went higher than where we are today in 14 and 15, but we still got to up, but it's not as much up as we've seen in 14 and 15 from where we started at in 14 and 15. I'm very optimistic, the market.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the lowest inventory number that we've seen since 2014. And since you've been there, done that kind of thing, how do you look for it to go in the next few years?
Well, you know, if we go back to 11 and 12 during the drought, I mean, everybody's numbers went up by 20% at all the auction barns. And then whenever that got done, when we got into 14 and 15, our numbers dropped off by 20%. But we got rain, and we had a hay crop, and everybody held back heifers. When you hold back heifers, I mean, the same heifers right now are going to the feed yard. But when we hold back heifers, that's going to be less cattle on the market. It's even in the feed yard. So that's less cattle to be killed. So we're going to have a complete cycle there, or maybe two cycles of calves that we're going to have less cattle for sale. And if domestic demand stays where it's at, it's tremendous. I mean, even at the level beef is, there's tremendous demand. Now, the only thing, I've talked to two or three packers that's selling. They said they're seeing less demand for high choice and prime because it's out of most of our budget. But they're seeing the select and choice has gone from a $28 spread to like a $10 to $12 spread. And, you know, I think it was in 2021, 22, January choice select spread was only like $3. So we're still wider. The premium's still paying more, but the select will keep attracting, you know, the average consumer that still, they're going to eat beef no matter what, but they're going to buy the select cuts versus the choice cuts.
With us having such a low number this week, do you feel like next week's going to see bigger numbers?
Oh yeah, we'll have more cattle. I mean, we had half our run through Stockman's there at Oklahoma City was all canceled because of the weather. And then we canceled Apache due to the weather. And we had people calling in and already got people calling in for next Thursday. So yeah, all our runs will be back. I don't know if they'll be back to normal, but they'll be way bigger than they were this week.
All right, Bob, where can folks talk to you if they'd like to talk to you at Stockman's, or who else can they talk to at Stockman's?
Yeah, they can talk to Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Ray Hutchison, Greg Griffith, or myself, and call 1-800-926-9696. And we're at Oklahoma City on Monday and Tuesday, Apache on Wednesday and Thursday.